Work to renovate the Sundridge and District Medical Center is expected to begin in early November. Village of Sundridge Clerk Administrator Nancy Austin says the requests for proposals went out the first week of October, a process expected to last 4 weeks to see what comes in and who gets selected to do the work. Austin told the Sundridge and District Medical Center Committee that once the contract is awarded, the work will begin immediately. Austin says the medical center will continue to operate during the renovations, which means personnel will transition from one side of the building to the other so the contractors can carry out their work. It will be a hectic time period during all the renovations, Austin told the committee members. There will be lots of adjustments, like going through a temporary entrance. The medical center is a shared service between the village of Sundridge, the township of Strong and Jolie Township. Strong will absorb 50% of the renovation costs, while Sundridge covers 40% and Jolie pays the remaining 10%. The approximately $1.5 million project is divided into three parts. Austin says Phase A will take place over November, December and January, and include the creation of a new entrance and ramp, in addition to renovations to the old nurse practitioners area. Phase B involves renovations to the doctor's side of the building, while the last phase will improve the parking lot. Approval of the renovations has taken years and is mostly due to numerous false starts on the project. At a regular council meeting in May, where Sundridge gave its one-third approval to the project, Count. Steve Hicks said the renovations today are as high as they are because over successive terms, the three municipal councils could never unanimously agree on how to move the project forward. He said at one time, rather than renovate the medical center, the committee was asked to look for a piece of land where an entirely new building could be built. Hicks said everyone had the best intentions, but the project to erect a new building never got off the ground. The consequence was staff at the medical center staying put and continuing to work in a facility that was badly in need of major renovations. The medical center has only one physician, Dr. Sarah McKinnon. Hicks, the medical center committee and area town council members all agree that having an updated medical center will help attract a second doctor to the region. Hicks said at the May council meeting that the current state of the building was not conducive to attracting a second physician. Bertrand Wheeler Architecture of North Bay has been carrying out the design work for the renovation. The renovation is expected to be completed sometime in 2022. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.